Yes.
All you have to do is say yes.
Okay.
Don't hide from the field, baby. Undress it, baby. I forgot the fucking words.
You too busy running.
I'm not.
See ya.
Do that run again.
Yes.
Man, we are here. Hey, yo, let's bust a freestyle. Chill. Bust a freestyle, Layla. Go ahead.
Well, I gotta go. Okay. Okay.
Freestyle queen.
Okay. Here, I gotta catch the beat. Okay. Three. 1, 2, 3, go. All you gotta do is say yes.
Yeah.
We on Ism Radio. We all dressed, all fresh. Tori can do them runs. We got them big boobies. She been working out and don't mess with her titties.
All you gotta do is say breast. Man, what's up, y'all? We're back right here live on Ism Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. God damn it. Oh, man, today's show is brought to you by Melanoid Mall. All right, you need to join Melanoid Mall today. What the hell is that? Where is that? That's over here. Hold on, we got technical issues. Hold on.
And always looking at us.
I'm always blaming them. I never take responsibility. I'm always projecting.
Like, I know it's one of them over there.
I'm always blaming these poor innocent girls for my fuck-ups. But like I said, today's show is brought to you by MelanoidMall.com. It's a brand new online clothing mall and social media platform created for us by us. Open up your 100% free online store and create your free profile and come and hang out. That's at MelanoidMall.com, ladies and gentlemen. Now we have our lovely, lovely lady co-host over here. We have Miss Bree. How are you, Bree?
Hey, guys. I'm amazing.
You're glowing, actually.
Yes, and we're going to talk about why she's glowing, too.
Oh, did I miss it?
Yes, you did. Layla, and who do we have over here? We have Layla.
Hi,
lovely
guys.
Lopez.
I'm
looking
not glowing as much.
She is.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I see that glow on there.
I don't know why.
See that.
Is it true that, I have a friend. He says, like, when a girl's getting some new dick or whatever, that she be glowing. Is that seriously true? He said the whites of her eyes be white and she's like really glowed up.
Yeah,
that
not even new dick, just dick period. Cause
yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, sometimes when women get that penile energy, it kind of energizes them.
That's why my energy's so low today.
That's why they said, like, when you get good sex or whatever, it clears up your skin and all that shit.
That's true.
Yeah, I can attest.
Yes, well, I don't even have skin issues, but I know.
Well, my skin still, I'm having, because I ain't getting
none.
No,
Lord. Now, Bree came up in here today.
Oh, God.
Bree pulled up with a gentleman.
What?
Yeah.
Damn it,
I cannot believe you put me on blast. So sick it on the air.
Oh, Lord.
Damn, I got here a little late.
Yeah, you got here late, Layla. Oh, yeah. Somebody pulled up. It was
How he look?
It was a dude.
He looked like Flavor Flav, didn't
he? No. But I'm like, first of all, like, was a dude. I'm like, who the fuck is pulling up? Because, you know, I get paranoid when random people come up in here. You dig? I'm like, I'm going to have to go under the desk on
him. Wait, was it that black guy outside?
No. But he pulled up, and then I saw Bree get out the car. I'm like, did this nigga kidnap Bree, and they trying to get a ransom out of me?
First thing he asked me when I walked in here.
Like, we're going to have to negotiate a little bit. She ain't been working here that long.
Damn.
All right, talk to you, brother.
Let's have a real nigga conversation.
I'm like,
that's hilarious.
Like, you don't mind a little raping, do you? Just a little. Can you hold it down until I get all the money? But no. Bree out there hugging up on dude. I'm like, oh, what the hell? Even LaPria was looking like, what the hell?
That's why my brother was like, oh, Brian called me back.
Oh, damn.
He said that, I think he said he called or texted you.
I was going to say, because if he called, I don't answer.
No. Anymore. I think he said he texted you. And I said, well, you know, she blocked me on accident one day. So maybe she, I'm joking.
y'all is not, this is not come for Brie Day.
But
oh my god, you have a boo?
So, yeah, well, no, we're not putting nothing on it. But no, what you got going on, Bree?
I went on a lunch date.
Bree went on a lunch date. Yeah, it's just lunch.
Yeah, and we had a good time, and it went a little bit over. And he was like, "Hey, I can take you," and I was like, "That's so nice."
Yes.
It was a really
I'm
nice
so
lunch.
I'm so happy because you're not looking, but you were saying there was no guys out here.
There aren't any. He's not available.
He's not available.
No, he's not available.
What do you mean?
Explain that, Bree.
He is married.
Ooh, shit.
So
happily, or they're separated, not living together.
It's kind of like a business arrangement.
Okay.
But he's still married, you know, at the end of the day.
So they're not together. It's just like they're together for business, but it's still paperwork.
I think it's one way on his end and probably a different way on hers. You know, I've only heard his side, of course, but
he could be Sam's paperwork.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And she could be somewhere like butt hurt, heart bleeding.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, at least he told me.
And yeah, at least he.
Yeah, I appreciate it, you know, but he's really nice, very accomplished.
And he's Nigerian.
He's Nigerian.
Yes.
And an African. No, wait. Oh, yeah. He's Nigerian, but you know, I have a stigma with Nigerians because they're very fucking aggressive.
Mm.
Very like, come here, over here, no.
Controlling.
Like,
they have that stigma that they're controlling.
Yeah. Total opposite.
Yeah.
Extremely, he's a very sweet guy.
Yes, you know, especially you, girl.
This is real.
I'm sure a letter on you will be my baby. Let's sit down and just be by my
side. That was Bree. She was out on a movie day.
I hate your ass.
I'm sure a letter on you will be my baby. Let's sit down and just be by my side.
I can't say, y'all.
Nigerian, I knew Tariq was gonna come for you. I thought he was gonna do an accent like him.
They're gonna dab.
Man, Bree got it popping.
That's what's up. I'm happy for it. I knew she came here like, yes. And then she came here with the sexy outfit on.
I know. I know.
I'm like, shit,
Bree. My titties are completely covered.
Well, your back ain't. Your back.
Okay, so I can show a little back. I've been working hard for this back, y'all.
Yeah, Bree got back out, crack out,
everything out.
Man,
y'all like my big brother and sister. Oh my god,
that's my scary. Lord, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully everything works out with that. You know, hopefully, you know,
we'd be good friends.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully.
Oh, where'd y'all meet? I'm nosy.
At the gym.
Okay.
Ooh. He was working out. Like, ooh. Can you help me with these squats? Oh my god. I gotta see where this goes. I love
wish
it.
I would have seen him.
I know. So you gotta be your ass here on time. Layla will be coming in this motherfucker all late like Diana Ross. Making a grand entrance.
She is Diana.
Why are you talking about hair? My hair looks bigger on the Ustream, guys. It really does not
she
look
come
the
in
same.
With wind blowing the bundles.
Her hair's
and shit.
Touching my shoulder, guys.
I know, I know.
We both wearing this head of day.
I tried to put it down.
Bree be making an entrance in this motherfucker every goddamn week.
Bree, Layla.
Layla. Shit, I'm confused.
I make an entrance too?
Yeah,
shit.
Layla.
No, but you definitely do.
Hey, guys.
No. So, Layla, what's happening in the news out here, ma'am?
Got your ass.
You know what I want to talk about first and foremost before anything? I just want to get this out of the way.
What is that?
I really just want to get this out of the way. Hold up. Right now, damn it. So, I don't know if you guys, I'm sure everybody's probably seen this by now, but Tyrese went on his Instagram and he went on this apology rant basically saying he is apologizing because, you know he was acting crazy, but the reason being is that he was on a
medication
called Rexulti, which is like for bipolar depression. And like, you're really only supposed to take this medicine if you're like super depressed or super, you know, and I heard like, you're not even supposed to take this medication if you're under the age of, or if you're under the age of 24 or something crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow. It's like that strong. So he said his therapist gave him that, and it's only was like tested for 2 weeks or something, something crazy.
All that's bullshit, by the way.
I think so too.
Yeah,
I think
you gotta
sad.
Spin it. You gotta come out and spin it. A certain way, you know.
PR.
You can't say I've been smoking crack or I've been you know doing cocaine for weeks. So you gotta spin it like I was on prescribed medication and had a very adverse reaction. So that's good. The only thing I don't like now, Tyrese is talking about he's going to represent himself in court.
Yes.
That nigga.
Crazy.
Whoever's handling this dude, don't let him do that, family.
Yeah,
somebody get him a lawyer. Don't let that man go up in court talking all that bullshit. They're going to lock him up, take away every kid he ever had.
That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
My God.
Why would you say you're on this medication if you're trying to get your daughter back? That is not a good look.
Yeah, that's not a good
look. That's stupid.
But yeah, again, they have to spin it. They have to do a PR spin, which is good. That's a spin. They have to clean it up.
And y'all saw that Will Smith said he ain't give him shit.
Of course. Yeah, Will Smith ain't give him no damn money. Yeah, we talked about that before. But hopefully he'll be all right. I just hope he don't go into court representing himself.
Could you imagine? How would that go?
Your Honor, first of all, I just want my baby. You know, all that shit.
What more do you want from me?
You know, no, don't go in there, Tyrese.
You can't do that.
Don't go
somebody
in there.
Somebody get him a pro bono lawyer or
Phaedra. I know, get Phaedra ass.
She need to get on the case.
I know, my
anybody,
God.
Anybody, just a free lawyer. Y'all help the brother out.
What's up? Who's on the phone?
Phaedra should be free.
That's hilarious.
What else she do?
What's up? Who's on the phone? Hold on.
What's up, Tariq and crew? This is Lee in Dallas, Texas.
Lee in Dallas. How are you, Lee?
I have a question. Okay. Am I wrong for mentioning the fact on my homework assignment that homosexual same-sex marriage is kind of wrong? I ended up getting 17 points out of 20 for mentioning the fact that during the Obama administration, they started really amping up homosexuality, marriage, and talks like that. And people got offended, especially a gay dude in the comments section.
Mm. So at school this happened?
Yeah, I'm at a college, whatever. It's like a community college, but I ended up getting 17 points out of 20 points for mentioning the Obama administration and the gay agenda, the push to override our reparations movement.
Right. So the thing is, whenever you talk about that, you always discuss it from a political standpoint, not from a moral standpoint, because that's what people mess up when you start talking about what's right and what's wrong, because then you get into morality and then people can be like, oh, well, I'm offended because you just dissed my morality. So I always talk about stuff like that from a political standpoint. And from a political standpoint, the gay agenda was used to really deflect away from black issues. Now, that has nothing to do with right or wrong. That's just a political thing that happened. And it happened for a specific reason. So you always have to look at it from a logical political standpoint without putting an opinion in it. Damn an opinion. Just talk facts. When you bring facts, nobody can really criticize or judge facts. Facts are facts. So always come at it from that standpoint, brother. But thank you for the call, sir. Yes, indeed.
No problem.
Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets? I see you scrolling.
No. I want to talk about Miss Tiffany Haddish being the first black comedian host SNL.
Yes.
I did not see it.
I didn't either.
I saw a few clips, but I could not go past today without mentioning the fact that that is an incredible feat for her. You know, she bust on the scene in Girls Trip.
Yes, indeed. She killed that movie. She
major moves.
Yeah. I love Tiffany Haddish. I've been following her for a minute. She's very funny.
Yeah, she's dope.
Yeah. Stand up.
Yeah. We were at the concert Saturday.
Oh, so yeah, that's the concert. Bruno Mars.
Yeah, we're at Bruno.
Me and Tariq.
Yes.
No, that was a coincidence.
It was just
guys,
a coincidence,
I swear.
Yeah. Layla texts me like, I'm at the concert. You at the concert?
Yeah. I seen it on Instagram.
You did?
You was like, we the only black, you said only, hashtag only
black
couple there.
Yeah, man. We didn't see any other black couple at the
it
forum.
It was, but you know why I thought maybe? Because those, and I'm not saying we can't afford it like that, but them tickets was high as hell.
Yeah,
and ain't no black
tickets.
People like, we got other stuff to do with our money. You know, like, I'm just saying, even the seats I was in, nosebleeds, was like $300 a person.
You got to get tickets early. Like, you know, Escape, they're coming to L.A. on January 6th. And I got tickets for that already.
Wait, without Candy?
No, she's going to be on it. She's going to be in it.
She's going to be on it. She's just not recording with them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, Layla's about to give up some wrong information.
No, I just know she's like,
did you see when they were on TV the other day?
Yeah.
Well, you can see the energy shade. Is real fucked up with them still. That shit, they have not gotten over the bullshit.
And they feel like it's like Candy, but then she got a good point, you know, yeah, to feel that way? She got a good reason to feel that way?
Yeah, well, yeah, the girl said some real slick shit talking about she fucked Jermaine Dupri's dad and all that. So, you know.
But she was lying.
Yeah, she was lying. She was lying.
She did lie.
But
the girl said she apologized or whatever.
Yeah, but Candy was the baby in the group. She was the youngest. And she brought the most of the group. She was writing all that shit. So they, yeah, they was probably
why hating
like
you
a
make a lie like that to Candy?
Because that's what petty that, ass women do.
Like, yeah, who does that? You know, fuck somebody? Yeah, like, not, really?
You fucked his dad. I mean, she just, yeah, really, that's some real sucker shit to put out there,
yeah,
like that.
It is.
And, you know, I can get it. It's kind of hard to get over. That's kind of hard to be like, okay, we really cool again after you done said some shit like that. But if you're going to put it aside, go ahead and put that shit aside.
That's how I feel. Like,
yeah. If you're going to put it aside, just put it aside. Y'all, yeah, stop sitting up there rolling your eyes, looking crazy at each other. Because I done paid too much money for these damn tickets. I want to see four of y'all black asses on that stage.
Wait, when they coming to L.A.?
Yeah, January. On the January 6th.
Okay, I'm going to have to look at
it. And Candy is the most business savvy. You would, yeah, think she would be able to put the shit to the side the most, but she, yeah, is like not with the shit.
I know. Candy crying every 5 fucking
I'm
minutes.
Telling you.
They talking about me. I don't know what they trying
you
to
know
do.
You know why?
She's crying every 5 minutes.
Everybody lies on her. Remember Portia lied on her?
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't we just lying on Candy?
Y'all
keep on lying
bread
on me. Y'all lying on me. The lies. The
Candy
lies. The
bread
lies.
And she's very, she's about, that's her business.
Yeah, she about her money.
She about her money.
Yeah.
And
so when you got bread and bought your money, yeah, women are the worst
they
sometimes.
Tend, especially
they
black
are
women.
They
like
are.
So
why can't
catty
you stick
and
together?
Dudes too. Y'all think it's just women. Dudes. Dude, man, when a dude see another dude getting some money,
oh yeah,
shit, them niggas,
they fuck around and shoot your,
yeah,
ass.
Niggas, yeah, niggas are robbing. Let's rob that nigga. You know,
yeah,
they be,
wow,
on that bullshit.
Especially that Chicago is like that a lot.
Yeah,
really?
Hating,
yes,
ass niggas. Yeah.
Yes.
Jeez, mm-hmm. I can't stand a hater. Get your own. Yeah. Everybody got the same 24 hours.
Exactly.
I gotta, you know, everybody gotta.
But they rather snatch your shit and floss it in 10 minutes.
Exactly.
Right.
Then, you know, use 24 hours to make their own shit.
Yeah,
yeah,
man.
That's,
yeah, we got that slave shit real heavy, man.
Yep.
Yes. My God, let's see. We got a lot of folks on this damn phone. Let's see who we got here. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq.
What's up, brother? You on a bicycle riding down the street, brother? There's a lot of wind going on in the back, sir.
Oh, I'm in Florida. It's kind of windy.
Okay, you're in Florida. There you are. Are you standing outside?
Yeah.
What you doing outside on the phone, dude?
Oh, catching the bus.
Oh, okay, this nigga on a bus.
But you thought he was hiding from his baby mama or something?
I know. Hi, are you listening to the show live while you're on the bus?
Oh, nah.
Okay.
I've seen the text.
All right, there you
go. Got a question.
Go ahead, brother.
How should I separate the difference from the financial needs and she really liked you? How do you separate that? Because most of these girls need financial needs, so they pick a guy for the financial problem.
So you want to know how to repeat your question again? I didn't quite get it.
To separate the difference from financial needs, like she having money problem and she really like you.
What the fuck did this nigga say?
He's basically saying, how do you decipher? See, let me decode
this.
Because I used to date a guy that had an accent in country. I love it. I actually love it.
Yeah.
So I can decode it for you.
Yeah, please.
Okay?
Thank you.
So basically, sir, what you're trying to say is, how can you tell if a girl really wants you for your money, if she's having money problems,
she really
or she really likes you? Right?
Tariq,
yeah,
go.
Okay, go. Thank you. Thank you, Layla.
Thank you,
Layla, dating the country niggas and decoding it, because I don't know one word this nigga said. But no, what you do, you can tell if a woman is just in it for finances. And, you know, that's if you set that kind of energy out there like that, you better accept what comes with that. Because a lot of times the way you start is the way you end up. So you probably came into the relationship, you know, tricking off your little paper and all that stuff. So you set the tone. So if you set the tone, you got to eat that. Now, if a woman has been with you and everything was cool and then it flipped into some financial shit, then you might have to look and see what's the genesis of that. Where is that coming from? What kind of financial situation is she in? What is she expecting of you? And are you able to provide anything? You know what I'm saying? So it has a lot to do with your situation. The fact that you're on the bus now don't seem like you're really in a position to really help anybody out financially like they should. You understand?
Yeah, child support can't be on the bus.
Okay. So, yeah, you don't need to be in no situation where you're going to have to put out some extra paper that you really don't have to some woman. You did. You need somebody who's going to be an asset to you. Somebody who's going to kind of bring some money to the table or bring a vehicle to the table, so you can get off that damn bus and you can stack up some money outside of the child support payments. So you got to start getting your money right. What are they getting you for child support every month?
Right now the thing's $450 a month, but I got the kid.
How many kids you got?
One.
Okay, so it's $450 for one kid a month?
And he got the kid. Did you hear me? Yeah,
and you got the child?
Yeah.
So you still paying?
She never showed up in the court. Just they helped her out. I'm not sure how, but she never showed up in court.
Oh, yeah, they do that. The woman can do all types of shit. Not show the court, not do anything, and they'll still grant all types of paper. So, man, more power to you, brother. But, yeah, don't get into a situation where you got to dole out any more paper to nobody else, man. You got to get your little financial situation together, brother. All right?
All right.
Thanks for the call, brother.
You know, too. Shit. You know if a girl wants you for your money.
First of all, you know what kills me about men with money, though? They be so surprised when a girl don't look. Like, I have a friend that he is a doughboy. He get money. It comes very fast. And he walk around with that. He might as well stack the shit on his head and walk around with it.
Yeah.
Take it to his arms, you know? And then when he get a girl and he want to impress her, buy her a bag in 3 or 4 days of meeting her, and then on the back end, like, she ain't really like me. What the hell did you expect?
I know. Niggas be doing that shit. Niggas
She's
be all
walking dollar bill. What the fuck? Right,
niggas be all on Instagram with money like a telephone and shit. Niggas be on a Lamborghini with money.
And then want to call you a hoe. And then going,
yeah. Like, y'all bitches are scandalous.
Right.
But women do the same thing, too. Women be, you know, got your coochie propped up, your titties out, all of a sudden, and then when a nigga holler, oh, damn, y'all niggas are shallow. Y'all just want superficial shit. Well, damn, this big pussy is all up on the gram. I'm trying to holler at it.
It's true. Like that girl you posted?
Yeah.
This chick was ridiculous.
She had her ass tooted up talking about, well, when I look out into the distance, I think of the victims of the church shooting. Bitch, if you don't sit your ass down.
What did your
just
ass
looking have to do? For a reason to thirst trap. You using a church shooting to thirst trap.
Yeah.
My God.
If you going to thirst, like me and Bree, we own our thirst trap.
I own my shit. I'm not going to use the.
No.
I'm a scandal.
Layla be acting like she ain't thirst trapping, though.
I'll be like, I'm trapping right now. Yeah.
Layla be like, look at my shoes. The ass all up in the camera. Layla be trying to innocently thirst trap.
Hey, I say it right out front.
I own my thirst trap.
I know. Bree owns her. Bree had like legs, titties, all that shit out.
Did
like,
y'all see Bree Instagram over the
weekend? Yes, did y'all see? Yeah. Wait till y'all see some of the new pictures. Oh, Bree got a hole.
I'm working, y'all.
Yes. Wait till y'all see the new pictures of Bree.
Gym killing myself for no reason.
Exactly.
And you trying to make it seem like I'm trying to do all type of stuff with your brothers.
Oh,
plural.
Lord.
No.
Plural. No, and we was handling some business.
No, my brother did do Bree a photo shoot, but it was like kind of like, I was like, oh, that's all y'all doing now?
Oh, damn.
It was kind of like, what?
No, I was joking. Oh, that's all y'all doing? Because my brother's the one that shot her photo. So, yeah. But she was all
hella
like.
Dope.
I'm just joking.
And a lot of this stuff is going to be addressed in the pilot thing that we shot.
Can't wait.
Wait till y'all see that.
They've been talking big shit about me.
Yes,
y'all.
A lot
How's
of
it
that,
coming?
It's coming good. We got to do our
confessionals.
The confessionals. Yeah, we got to do that next week. Early next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me see who else is on the phone. A lot of folks are calling here. What's up? Who's calling? Yo. Come on, brother. I hear you.
Oh, yeah. My fault.
God damn, man.
Hey, I'm calling, man, because y'all blocked me out of the room, man, and Layla up here with pictures about with her girlfriend. So I'm trying to talk and get on the air.
Okay, who's Layla's girlfriend?
Layla's girlfriend? The link I posted up. They told me to call in. Y'all faking, man, and I'm sick of this shit.
What is
you black power motherfuckers be lying.
This nigga.
What are you talking about?
The fuck are you talking about, nigga?
Are you angry?
Yeah, man, put me on the air. I'm calling you right now.
All right,
you're
nigga.
On the air.
Calm down.
You don't Rexalti, nigga?
What?
y'all, stop with that lying shit, man. I'm sick of this shit.
What
I'm sick of
people
like you and Brother Polite and African Bambada. All y'all fucking be lying and y'all gay as hell.
Lord.
Fuck out of here.
Is this Tyrese?
Yes,
Tyrese. Tyrese, we're gonna help you get your kids back, Tyrese. Damn.
Fuck out of here.
Why are you so angry?
You took me out of the room because I was crossing a fucking link. To where that bitch on there with her fucking girlfriend. Nigga. Fuck out of here.
Nigga, you are very angry, nigga. You sound
fuck
like...
Fuck out of here.
You should go smoke.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here,
nigga.
Nigga, you got to be more convincing, nigga. You sound like a nigga who just got fondled in prison.
Right.
Nigga, you sound like niggas put their fingers in your asshole. Oh, nigga, are you still here? Hello?
Yeah, you said something. Yeah, he had to get up out of there.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
That shit don't scare nobody, nigga.
I sure don't.
My God.
Wait, why was she mad, though?
Who knows?
He's African Bambaataa.
This nigga's from Africa. Nigga, fuck that. Redhead Kingpin, Gerald LaVert, and just random fucking people. Fuck you mad at. All y'all people, nigga, fuck all this shit. Montel Williams, all y'all niggas be doing the same shit out here, goddammit. I ain't gonna have it no more, goddamn. Cicely Tyson can kiss my motherfucking ass. This nigga's naming random people he mad at.
He can't be that mad he got blocked, though. I block people on the regular.
Yeah, it ain't just about you being blocked, nigga.
Right, did I block him? I'll probably block. Because I don't even block people like that.
I do, shit.
Oh, you do? Okay,
I don't play for the negative shit. Yeah, you ain't gonna come in my world dropping negative shit on
That nigga got blocked, my God.
Oh, my God.
This nigga is mad.
He turned the energy up in here,
yes,
though.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. He turned
nigga
up, though.
That was funny. Like he was auditioning for a Tupac movie. So, fuck
out of here.
Action. Yeah, fuck that nigga. Death Row.
Fuck
out of
here.
Damn, nigga.
Man, I've never seen an irate court.
My God,
like
that nigga was... That nigga was perturbed. Nigga, fuck y'all and Marla Gibbs. Fuck off.
Like random. Whitney
random
Houston.
Names.
She dead.
My God.
That was interesting.
Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Mr. Meek Mill.
Oh, talking to Mike, sweetie. Talking to Mike, sweetie. There you go.
They gave Mills his time. They gave Meek.
Yeah.
But, okay.
There was a rally in the streets.
There was a rally.
Yes.
But did you guys hear that the judge, crazy ass, did we talk about that last week? That she supposedly had a remix that she wanted him to do?
Yeah, for Boyz II Men.
And from what I understand, there's a federal investigation of the judge now.
Yeah, that's what I was bringing it up for. Her ass, that's what you get for wanting to be in a remix. Because they said she was connected to whatever rapper, some rapper in Philly.
Oh, wow.
And wanted him to do this remix and mention her and with this other rapper so that he can be recognized. But you done got a whole FBI investigation done on your ass as a judge, you know, for a rap song.
Yeah,
It's kind of hard to believe because she's like an older lady.
Yeah, yeah. So
how old is she?
She looked like she's like late 50s, early 60s.
My God.
Everybody want to be a star.
I know. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq, this is MC Elemental P calling you from Hong Kong. Man, I'm glad to get through. What's up,
MC
man?
MC Elemental P?
I like that.
Okay.
No. I like that.
MC Elemental P.
I'm a rapper here in Hong Kong. I'm based my work off of you and Nelly Fuller. My rap is constructive. What's going on?
Let's hear you, but let me bust a beat. Let me get a beat going and have you bust
yes.
him or something. Hold on. And now, you live in Hong Kong. Right, are you Chinese or are you black?
I'm black. I'm from Miami, Florida, but I live in Hong Kong now.
Okay, were you in the military? What brought you to Hong Kong?
I'm an author by trade. I write books, and I came out here to go to a Kung Fu school to do like some research, and I met my wife out here, and then I've been out here ever since.
So you got a Chinese queen, right?
Yeah, she's from the Philippines. She's like a dark Filipino, and she's woke out here. We out here trying to wake up all these coons out here. Like, it's serious, man.
That's what's up. So what do you do? Do you teach English out there? Because a lot of people from the States go out there and teach English.
Nah, man. I do strictly hip-hop. Like, I put some music on some USBs and I be out here slinging. I make more money than, like, man, I'm out here chilling, man.
That's what's up, man. I like
so
to see. I like to see brothers going
I'm
international.
I'm out here doing a
okay, let uh-huh. me. I like to see brothers go international with it, man. I love it. All right, let me put on the beat, man. Let me see if you can rhyme. Rhyme, do it. Bust a little freestyle, brother. Hold on. I don't know if you can hear the beat or not, but let me play a little something. All right. Bust
all right, cool.
Hey, bust something. Just give me something.
Okay. Can I? Is the beat on?
Yeah. Just you might not be able to hear it.
All right.
Go. Just bust
check
something.
Check it out, though. Congratulations, you have wanted an artist to come through with some fire shit that you can bang to. Let me tell you, you're welcome, because I know you say thank you. Gratitude is what you have when you hear these raps, though. Ooh, but will play us in heat. My writing finger always on fire, by no means overheats. Talking real stuff in the streets. It's me, MC Element OP, a.k.a. Debauchery, about to slay some hot raps with a metaphorical gat. As a matter of fact, I'm planning to attack some raw raps, get them addicted like players in 84, smoking crack in a Cadillac. Loaded mental navigation, up on what is my name. Blowing the instrumentals is my aspiration to gain fame. Element OP, I out here about to come and play the game. When I'm doing this rap shit, things will never be the same.
Oh! You got any bombs you can drop?
That's what's up, brother. Now, how old are you, brother? How old are you, MC Element OP?
Huh?
How old are you, brother?
I'm 32.
Oh, cool, man. But hey, us.
But yo, gotta go. But just check my page out on YouTube. I have some videos on YouTube. MC Element OP 305. And I just dropped the new single, the Education song. It's like, I want to know. It's like promoting education. So just check it out.
Oh, cool.
All right, man. Tariq, sign him. Sign to your label.
Hold on. We got somebody. This is Lucius Lyon from Empire Records. This is Lucius Lyon. I want to sign you.
No,
yo, that's what I call you. Sign me, man.
I got a song with my son Jamal. I want to put you on.
Jamal, you sound.
I'm trying to cop the 1804 or whatever. So like, we really want to see that. We done saw all the hidden colors and stuff. So we following you out here heavy. I'm trying to spread your word to the black community out here.
Oh, that's what's up, man. That is what's up, man. Hey, wait, Isambard, what you got to
say? This nigga sound like Lil Bullshit Vert.
You said you sound like Lil Bullshit Vert. No, he sounds better. He sounds good. Hey, but thank you for the call, brother.
Oh, my God.
Hey, no problem.
Lil Bullshit Vert.
That's what's up.
That was kind of dope.
That's what's up. Shout out to my international players out there. I like to see brothers take the game internationally. That's what's up. That's my what's up. God.
But so, let's piggyback off this rap. Did y'all see Iman Shumpert?
Who was that?
Tiana Taylor's husband, the NBA player.
He's a rapper. He raps? They're having a reality show, right?
Yeah, you knew he was a rapper?
I knew. Well, all basketball players are rappers. Y'all didn't want to be rappers. Y'all didn't know that?
No, they want each other's lives.
Yeah,
seriously, every basketball player I've ever met, they always want to do music. Mm. And always rap.
He's serious as a heart attack with it. He was freestyling on New York radio.
Damn.
I didn't hear his freestyle.
Oh, my God.
He's actually good?
Was he the one on Funk Master Flex?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that was her husband. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they married. They about to have a reality show.
Yep.
I think
it's on VH1. VH1. It comes out February 19th of next year. I think it's going to be dope.
Oh. Yeah, it is, because they very entertaining.
Yeah.
Even just on social media, them responding to each other and all of that, they hella funny.
That's a trip.
Yeah, they're cute.
But he goes hard in the paint.
He might
make it. Yeah, he can make it as a rapper.
Has there any basketball players that really seriously transitioned into music? Taking seriously.
No,
not Shaq.
Yeah,
no, not Shaq. Better not say Shaq.
I was about
Shaq.
To say, you can't even, don't say his name in rap.
But he had a couple, in the 90s, he had a couple of
He did
hits.
Not have a
couple.
No, the fuck he did not.
He did, in the chat room, didn't Shaq have a couple of hits in the 90s?
They were not hits.
No, you did not.
Popular songs that were on the radio.
Which one? I don't even remember.
This was back in the 90s. He did have a couple of ones.
You need proof.
What was the name? He had some with a group called the Fushnikins. Who else?
What?
Shaq sold records. Didn't Shaq go platinum?
Nah.
Come on, chat room. Chat room, help me out in the chat room.
I refuse
room.
To believe he went platinum.
I'm telling y'all, chat room,
Shaq
help me out.
Be your friend.
He went platinum. Yes, he went platinum a few times. There you
a
go.
A few times?
He did, yes. Yeah,
really?
He had a song called Can You Stop the Rain. That was a hit. Yes, it was.
You got to pull some of this shit up. I need proof.
Okay, Tyrese.
People in the chat room. People in the chat room are bringing it up. They're pulling it up. Yes, indeed.
That's
so there are
crazy.
Some. What other athletes had some hip hop stuff? Or
I don't think nobody.
Not another one.
I really don't think nobody.
Kobe tried to have something, and they kind of did it that way. Record.
Boobie, what's his name? The Black Mamba.
I don't know.
Boobie is trying.
Yeah. What the hell is that?
Yo, you James don't never current turn your damn ringer off.
Damn.
He'd be like, "That's Breeze."
Man,
making up shit. He's trying to see, but
But Shaq did have some hits.
Black China, you guys know Black China's trying to rap too.
I know. She's trying to.
But you know why she's saying she's rapping though, which is so annoying. So I don't know if people gonna really support you. People like when you're like passionate about your craft, right? They relate to that. They're like, oh, she loves it. She's basically in a nutshell was saying that she was being interviewed and they're like, yeah, Black China, what would make you want to be a rapper? And she was like, well, I mean, I've done everything to lashes, to fashion. So I'm like, what's my next big thing? Either acting or music. Okay, music. So you're just like willy nilly and like, oh, meeny, money, mo.
But like, she got all these mindless followers that are just following everything she does.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Now, but as far as sports, now, do y'all remember this one right here? Because this was a hold on. Wait. Y'all remember this? Hold on.
Who is that? Shay?
No. Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders. Must be the one, him and MC Hammer. This is a real song back in the day.
This is not a hit, though. How far back?
I ain't that old.
This Must Be the Money by, y'all ain't never heard Must Be the Money by Deion Sanders? Must Be the Money.
I've never heard that. That's super old.
And Deion Must Be
Are you
the
on
money.
Your own on this
screen?
Money. Over there,
like. Anybody in the chat room?
Man, let me see. What's up? Who's calling?
Must Be the Money. So good.
Hey, this is D from Virginia.
D from Virginia. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. How y'all ladies doing?
Good.
How are you?
I'm well. I got a game question for everybody.
Let's get it.
All right. Well, I've been dating a little bit more than usual. Lately, I've been running to a lot of women that seem like they want a relationship, but then later on, they realize that they're not ready for a relationship, but now I'm ready. Once upon a time, in my younger times, I was not ready. But now I'm ready. I'm 31 years old. I got my shit together.
Nigga, you just 31 the way you were talking. I'm thinking you about to say you 53 or something. You just 31. All right, shit, brother. All right. Well, you an old soul. What's your name again, brother? What's your name?
D.
D. Was that short for like Darnell? What is that short for?
Durante.
Durante. There you go. All right. So you're ready to settle down, but the women don't seem like they're ready to settle down.
Right.
Now, are the women you hollering at the same women you were hollering at when you were younger? Like the women who are, you know, in their 20s, early 20s? What kind of women you hollering at?
Well, now I'm starting to talk to a little bit more women that's in my age range. At first, it was a little bit younger. But even now, it seems like the women nowadays, they seem so scorned that trust issues seems like it seems to be a big problem to them.
Mm.
And yeah, it seemed like trust issues seem like a big problem. They can't let go of the past, what happened to them in the past. And I do what I can as a man to be honest, keep it 100 with them. But it seems like as time goes on, they always say you seem like I'm the perfect guy for them, but nothing ever pans out.
Mm. See, now, when you're dating women in those early 30s, you're dating those early 30 women in the early 30s, you're going to get one of three types, all right? You're going to get the ones who they got their mind right. They're like, hey, I'm just like you. I'm tired of the bullshit, trying to find somebody to kind of kick it with. I've made the mistakes in the past, and I'm ready to really get it popping. And then you're going to either find the ones who've been completely scorned, they've been fucked over in their 20s, dealing with dusty ass niggas. So now there's a lot of anger and there's a lot of projecting of frustration. So you're going to get that. Or you're going to get the ones who are still trying to be like, okay, I want to see if I still got it. You dig? So it's like, let me go back out here and hit these clubs up and see if I still got it popping. So you got to decide which ones that you are attracting. You want to get the ones who have your mindset. And a lot of times you get the ones who are scorned. You're going to get the ones who are bitter and angry and all that old shit. So you got to kind of watch those landmines. See, the early 30s, very tricky time for women. Because, again, that biological clock starts ticking. A lot of shit's going on mentally there. So you need to watch and not make no mistakes. And you got to really have your magnet together so you're attracting the right people. You feel me?
Feel you.
There you go, man. Thanks for the call, brothers. Now, ladies.
No problem.
Now, when y'all are out here dating, do you bring any kind of past bitterness to the relationship? Have you been in a situation where you have let bitterness from the past thwart or sabotage a potential relationship you were trying to get into?
I'm not gonna lie, dating today is it's different because social media has a lot to do with it.
Right.
It does.
Your past issues does. Some women go in it wholeheartedly with big ass bags.
Yeah.
And some women can put those bags to the side and, you know, try and work through the situation. But me personally, I don't take baggage to it, but I'm so scorned by how many fuckboys are single right now.
Yeah.
That it's like when a good one come along, it's like you have to find fine tooth comb the hell out of him. Mm-hmm. And he may seem like, oh, it's not worth it. You know, it's not worth it for me to be going through this. You don't need to be asking me all these questions. And it's just like, you just want to get down to the bottom of it, you know?
Yeah.
Cause it's so much bullshit out here. It really is.
And also with dudes in their 30s, when you get dudes who are in their 30s, what's going to happen? You're going to get the dudes who are either delayed players, meaning they didn't have enough money to be players in their 20s.
Exactly.
Now they're out of college. True. They got their money together and, you know, they know how to dress. They got a house. They got some shit paid off. So now it's like, hell, I'm about to get it popping.
Right.
I'm sexy now.
Yep. And the thing about those dudes are they are the ones that are out. They out being seen. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that you're going to be approached by.
Yes.
For the most part, like people that got their shit together are usually like homebodies because they got their shit together.
Right.
You know,
right.
They go out every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
So it is. It's hard to, you can't, y'all need to just start wearing signs on your head or something.
Like, it's guys like that too, though. Because the guys that I have ran into, it pisses me off.
That's true.
The guys that I ran into, they be like, they've been cheated on.
Yep.
Which pisses me off.
Because they the biggest babies.
They all like, oh. Now they're all overly insecure.
Yeah.
So
yes,
then they looking at you crazy, and I didn't even come into it with my situation. Because I literally tried to like say everybody is innocent until proven guilty. Really tried.
That's what Sagittarius
live
by. That's
how Sagittarius we are. We just that. Cool. We like, okay, he wasn't my ex. Yeah. I'm going to just give him a clean slate. But then his ass ain't got no clean slate.
Exactly.
So he giving me the side eye. I'm like, and I ain't even your girl.
Yep.
And then you get those dudes who were playing the field real heavily, like in their early 20s. They got a kid. Now at 30, child support is whooping their ass. Now they're looking for somebody to kind of help them financially. They want somebody to help save them. Then you call up like that dude is at the damn bus stop.
Right.
You know, like, damn, you know, I'm trying to find a woman who can understand what I'm going through, that type of shit. So, you know, there's a lot of insecurities and baggage that people bring, men and women, to the relationships that we have to learn how to charge that shit to the game. Let's see who this
you
is.
You got to sift through that shit.
Yeah.
What's up?
Who's calling?
Hi, this is Ebony from Memphis.
Well, Ebony from Memphis.
I think she called us before.
She has. She called. I remember this country ass accent.
I have called before.
Hey, Ebony.
I remember that accent.
You struggling, ain't it? hey, Bree, how you doing?
Good.
I'm a stop. Hey, Layla.
Hey, girl.
Okay, so Tariq.
Yes, ma'am.
I was listening to your show on Sunday. Well, I listened to the Sunday show. I listened to it yesterday. And you was up there talking about, like, Faye Butter Twitter featuring the Moist Sidekicks or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just wanted to touch on that for a second because you named a person and it just struck a nerve like, oh my God, I forgot all about this nigga. Because this was about 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah, I think you said Yao Kamari or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, bruh tried to talk to me like 3 or 4 years ago when I was, you know, really, really on Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm tweeting my little black activist, you know, whatever stuff. And, you know, he's retweeting and liking. And then, you know, there begins the interaction, right? So, of course, you know, he DMs me, asks me for my number or whatever.
Mm.
And when I tell you, you was right on the money when you said, like, these niggas be moist as fuck. So, you know, I'm talking to him. I'm for real. So I'm talking to him, getting to know him. I'm like, yes, I got to be a strong, intelligent black brother, you know. You know, see what this is about, because I'm tired of these hood dudes over here in Memphis.
Mm.
So I started talking to him, and, like, everything that is on Twitter is not what he really is.
Hell no.
At all. So this motherfucker just instantly goes straight to sex in the conversation, which a lot of dudes do, but no, there's a twist. This nigga started talking about, like, all this, like, ass play he told me he was bisexual or whatever. Mm. And I was just like, I was like, oh, I'm not really interested in
hilarious.
Like guys that are interested in you know, the opposite sex as well.
Hell
I'm
no.
really like interested in guys that are only interested in women.
And
he tried to like pretty much make me feel bad that I don't like bisexual dudes or whatever.
Wow.
Trying to like shame me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Wow.
And I should have known because when I say you be on point, because bro had the list, he had everything that matched the exact description.
Hilarious. And that nigga's
Ooh,
a
Lord.
Weirdo. That bitch ass nigga's a goddamn
yes,
weirdo.
He was weird as fuck. And so I was like, you know, trying to like still be nice. Like, you know, because he like really did make me feel bad, like I was wrong. But not liking dudes that's bisexual.
Hilarious.
Or so you know, I kept talking to him for a little bit, but after a while, it was just too much.
Of course,
and he would just be blowing me up. So I had to block his ass. I forgot all of the names.
Yeah, oh,
yeah. I had to block his ass.
That nigga's name for those who don't know, his name is Yao Kamari, and I got
yep,
some receipts
good.
On that bitch ass nigga. I got receipts on that.
Like,
fuck
how,
nigga.
Like, how did you know? Like, did somebody tell you about him? Like,
because see, he was with Fraudanista and Jamila Lemieux. Oh, he's with that whole crew, and the white mommy and white daddy sent them to try to slander me a long time ago. So Yao Kamari used to try to slander me on Twitter all the time.
And I saw
who he was hanging with, and I knew that they were all about fuckery. And
yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and then I started doing some research on this nigga. And, you know, the streets be talking. And I heard all types of shit from the streets. Like, this nigga's moist. He's a fucking predator. He's a molester.
Damn.
A lot of shit about this bitch ass.
I can definitely believe that. Because, you know, he tried the phone sex thing. And I'll, you know, try to see where he can slide in. So, you know, into our, you know, our conversations or whatever. See what he can get away with.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was just the strangest shit.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Yes,
I appreciate you
Man.
Letting the world know.
Absolutely. About predator ass niggas like that. And those women that he hang
yes.
around, those are the ones talking that street harassment shit. And they the main ones who got old harassing pervert ass niggas right up under them, co-signing their fork.
Right up under them. Uh-huh.
You dig?
It's
Man.
Like, it's just ridiculous.
Man, that's funny. That is hilarious. Man, everybody, they're trying
when
to get your Instagram. They want you want to give your Instagram out, Ebony?
I already gave my Instagram out.
She like, I don't need no more, y'all.
She said she gave it up. Give it out one more time for the family.
It's Sister, S-I-S-T-A, dot Sovereign. Wait, I spelled it wrong last time I listened to the playback. I got to write it out before I
Shit.
Say it. S-O-V-E-R. S-O-V-E-R-E-I-G-N.
There you go. Thank you so much, Ebony. Thank
Sister
you.
Sister dot Sovereign.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
Why do men think they can say that they're bisexual?
I know that's the new thing now. Dudes talking about they're bisexual. That's
There's
the new
no
nigga. You
such
ain't
thing.
There. You just gay, dude. Just
yeah.
gay.
Own it.
Just like Star Jones' ex-husband. He's like, yeah, he came out as bisexual.
No,
nigga,
that,
no.
Ain't no such thing, guys.
Yeah. You know.
It is what it is. If you're gay, you're gay. Like, just be
yeah,
own
just,
it.
Yeah.
I like when people own it. Like, who cares? Like, own your truth. Like,
yeah, it sounds cooler if you say you're bisexual or whatever. And these dudes.
Cause so if you bisexual, are you always the top? Is that what it is?
Hey, moist niggas, holla, call up. Let's hear about this. I want to know.
Moist niggas, let
yeah,
me know.
Call up and let us know your get down, your mindset. You dig?
Because then I don't understand that. I don't understand.
And I think they think, like that Yao Kamari dude and a lot of other dudes who claim to be bisexual, they think if they get women to do some shit to their booty, it ain't really gay. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the mindset they have.
Are you saying when they want women to do them?
Do stuff to
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They think they can get away with it.
They think they can get away with it.
Yeah.
So that to them, that's bisexual. If a woman sticks a dildo in their ass as opposed to a man.
Hey, a man say anything to me about his ass, I want to put my hands on him. Like
yeah.
fight him like a real, like I'm a grown man. Right.
Yeah. Understand, dudes, if anything enters your ass, that's some gay shit. You dig any items, any
a broomstick, form, perhaps? Any broom,
yeah.
Tongues.
Yeah, yeah. Fingers. Fingers included, nigga.
A broomstick, fingers.
Fingers included.
Ew. Butt plugs.
Yeah, anything butt into plugs. Your ass.
Ew.
Now, sometimes women can be a licking and might lick by mistake or some shit.
Mistake.
Okay,
you oh, dig?
But
Lord.
No, something inserted. We should have an inch. Anything more than an inch.
Oh, my God.
No, not even an inch. Not even an inch.
You dig?
Can't nothing go in. Everything got to come out for my man. I'm not. We're not going to play those games.
That's sorry. Terrible.
My
not
God.
Work.
Man. That's crazy. Hold on. Let's see who else is on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up? This is Anthony from New Jersey. What's going on?
What's up, Anthony from New Jersey? How are you?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to ask, man, what is a good amount to pay for an engagement ring? You know what I'm saying? Because I got this lady that I'm dealing with now.
You got a
lady? She's like, baby, if we can engage, she said, if we can engage, don't come at me with no small ass ring. I need at least a 2.5-carat ring.
Oh, that's
that
nice.
That shit kind of turned me off.
Okay.
Yeah, that shit kind of turned me off. So I just want to get, you know what I'm saying? See
it depends on what her ass look like, nigga. You got to pay like you weigh. What if you a dime, you get some high class shit, nigga. What does she look
true.
Like?
Tariq. Oh my
yes.
God.
Yes.
I agree, Tariq.
Yes. If you looking like Alfre Woodard out here demanding some damn carrots, like, no, you're going
to
get this cubic zirconium.
It's supposed to be about the love.
Yeah.
Where's the love?
Get this cubic zirconium and get the fuck out
about
my
the
face.
Love when you need
yeah, depends on what she looks like, nigga. What does your fiance look like?
Well, she ain't my fiance yet. You know, I don't know that. You know,
that is kind of a turn off.
Off a
I don't
bit.
Know.
Then she be talking about like, oh, well, can you upgrade my earring for Christmas? My jeweler said it'd be about $2,500.
Shit. Okay. Now,
I mean,
how long?
You got a woman that know what she wants.
Okay. How long you been dealing with her?
Probably since early the summer, since June.
Since June. Okay. And how old is she?
31.
Okay. And what's she look like? Just be real. What does she look like?
5'4", about 120 pounds, dark chocolate.
Okay.
She's pretty.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Yeah, she ain't really got a banging ass body like that, but you know, she got to be bigger.
Okay. Okay.
She's cute. And she could dress, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. So. Okay. And
yeah, she's a.
And what she do for a living?
She's a nurse.
Okay.
Like a trapper nurse.
Give that lady what she wants.
Oh, she's making good money.
Well, she's making a little cheddar. She got any kids?
Nah, no kids.
Okay, cool.
Oh,
cool,
she deserves a rock.
All right. So, look, you know, she's making a lot of damn demands. Are you holding paper like that? I mean, are you holding paper like that? Because you don't want to. What kind of work you do, brother?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a compliance officer at, you know, at the bank up here in New York. It's called the BNY Mellon.
Okay, so you got a little cheddar going on, right?
I do me, man, but you know, I'm just sitting thinking about it. She's like, well, yeah, this ring, you should get a ring for like $25,000. I'm sitting there calculating.
No,
$25,000.
Oh, shit, nigga.
She want a $25,000 ring.
Okay, she can kiss my ass and in that
go
nursing
ahead.
Outfit, nigga. Hell no.
Buy her.
I'm thinking I could give me a buy. I get a Rolex, a diamond necklace, and put a down
no,
payment on $25,000.
Now, fuck all that, nigga. Get her a $10,000 ring at the most.
At the most.
And put the rest of that shit on a damn house for
okay,
y'all, you
yeah.
know? Fuck a damn ring for that
she
much.
She the type to go research, though. Go have that motherfucker appraised.
Yeah, nigga. Y'all, that money should be used and y'all investing in a home and shit like that. Building a damn family structure, you know? So, yeah, look at it. Come at her like that. Tell her, like, look, we need to stack our money to kind of build this little family thing we're trying to get popping. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, good looking.
I mean, thanks for the call, brother. Yeah, she act like she dating a drug dealer. No, okay. Nigga, that nigga works just like you.
No, but you know what? When the women are making a lot of money, they expect they men. Because if she's an RN, did he just say she was a nurse or is she an RN?
What was it, the nurse?
Yeah, he said a nurse, but it depends. Like, if you're an RN, you're making good money.
She's but if she's making them type of demands. You want a $25,000
ring?
I can't. Shit. I hope that was a joke.
No, it sounded like some shit she was probably throwing on brother.
But is he setting that bar high? Because let me tell you what guys do a lot.
What they
so
do.
They might not have as much money as they're portraying. Like, baby, I'm going to buy you this. And that's fine. But don't sell something that you're not really selling. You get what I'm saying? So don't sell it like, you know, he probably sold her this dream. I guarantee he told you half the story. Yeah, I guarantee when we get married, I'm going to get you this. So she didn't just, I don't think she got this out of nowhere.
Girl,
I think
please,
selling,
some women do. Some women pull a number out their ass. Because you don't even, what do a $25,000 ring look like?
I know.
It look like? Like, why? I don't understand the number.
I don't even care about a number. I just like the look. Exactly. I like the look of it.
So y'all saying if a dude got you a ring, you know, for like $800.
Had
a little diamond crumb in it.
Exactly. See,
would you be cool with that?
If you got me a ring that looked like a really nice ring and it was Cupid's honey, I'm not the type of person that's gonna go check. Don't play me though. Whoever my future husband is.
I don't I'm not gonna go check either.
Yeah, see, we not them type of women.
I'm not that. I'm not a researcher.
So y'all saying, let me just clear.
Don't get it twisted.
If a nigga brought you a little diamond crumb and says, hey.
Now, I don't want no crumbs.
I don't want a crumb.
Will you bet at me?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm
gonna
work
hard. Don't bring me
no
ring you as a daddy would give to your daughter. Yeah. No, I'm a grown ass woman. I need a ring.
Yeah, but I'm gonna deserve my ring. Believe that. I'm putting in work, so you need to put in some work too. So that's what I'm saying.
Layla
so
throwing that neck, talking about she putting in. I'm putting in work.
So I'm gonna get my ring.
My God, let's see who else we got on this phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, what's up, Tariq? My name is Wayne.
What's up, Wayne? How are you, brother?
I'm good, bro. I'm just chilling. I was sitting here calling. I got some questions for you, Bree and Layla. So lately, you know, I'm single right now. I don't even know what you guys are talking about today. But I'm single right now. And, like, you know, I meet a lot of different women, you know, at the I work a couple of different jobs, but I meet a lot of women at one of my jobs. I do security. So I work at like a restaurant bar area. So my question to you is I keep coming across like women with kids, and I'm not sure, you know, I'm a single dude, I don't got no kids, but I keep continually meeting, you know, women with one or two kids, and I'm not, you know, knocking girls that got one or two kids or anything like that, but it's just there's always something going on with them, you know, they it's like they got baby daddy problems, or, you know, boyfriends trying to get back with them, baby's father's trying to get back with them. You know, I like sisters, I like Latina girls, kind of been getting approached by a lot of white girls. I know how you kind of talk about dudes be cooning and everything because they be messing with white girls.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't really fuck with a lot of white girls. I don't really fuck with a lot of, you know, Asian girls. My preference is black and Latina. But like I said, I've been getting approached that by a lot of white girls lately. Wanted to know, like, what can you kind of help a brother out with, you know, like, you know, give me some advice on things that I should do. You know, should I mess with the girls with the kids? Should I be, you know, try to remain exclusive and only mess with the girls that don't have children? You know, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it depends, because there are a lot of women out here who have kids who are more mature than women who don't. Because when you have kids, you gotta be forced to be responsible to a certain degree, especially if you ain't got grandma and nana really, really helping you. So sometimes women having kids, it makes them get their goddamn mind right and they stop bullshitting around and they bring a unique aspect to the relationship. Now, you don't want a fucking hood rat who got a couple of kids by dusty fucking niggas in the neighborhood and, you know, these niggas coming by whenever. You don't want that. But you shouldn't be fucking with no hood chicks anyway. You understand?
I feel you on that. And the reason why I ask is because when I'm at work, you know, there's this lady that she sits across from me. She's always trying to hook me up with this girl at my job. First off, I don't really like messing with girls at my job in the first place.
Right.
You know, like, you know, one of my jobs that I have where I do security, there's a bunch of attractive girls I work with. But then there's a bunch of girls that come into the bar, too. So I kind of try to like to holler at those girls. I don't really try to holler at the girls that I work with. I keep it cool with them. I'll hang out with them and stuff. But I really ain't trying to get it to that next level with them or anything.
Of course.
Now, like I said, there's a girl at my job. She got like three kids.
Goddamn.
She just had a baby like a month ago. Yeah, three kids. Just had a baby like a couple of months ago. And she's not even with the dude anymore. And the chick at my job is steadily trying to hook me up with her. And I'm like, nah.
Hell no.
Like,
no,
she's
no,
cute
no.
and everything. Yeah.
No, if she just had a damn kid and ain't with the dude. So, you know, it's all types of crazy shit going on with that. No, absolutely not.
Look at it.
No, so no, you'll be all right, man. Don't mess with those chicks who work with you. You never want to do that, because now if things go bad, you still got to see this person every day, and that's just going to be fucked up energy. So you don't want to shit and work in the same place. So as far as that, don't put your coon shoes on, because a lot of times when niggas be like, well, the white girls be looking good. Hey, and I'm not knocking interracial dating. I'm not knocking that. But a lot of times dudes be low key there's a coon spirit on them, and they're looking for a reason to justify that coon spirit. And then all of a sudden, I see you at an All Lives Matter rally or some stupid shit. So don't date a motherfucker just because they're a certain race. Because the fact that you're thinking about dating a race, there's already some coonishness going on. Dating in relationships should be really a spontaneous thing, mm-hmm. based on who you meet and who you vibe with. When you start talking about where I might date a white person, that's some Sheriff Clark. That's some pre-planned cooning that you're trying to justify already. You understand? So you don't want to go down that route. Now, how old are you again, brother?
I feel you on that.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
You'll be all right, man. You'll be
34.
Right. Yeah, you'll be all right, man. Just don't coon out and don't mess with no hood rats and you'll be fine, brother. Thanks for the call.
But it's like, okay, how can you decipher the women from that have kids and not the ones that don't have kids?
I don't like, okay, this is what I don't like, because I have kids, so it's hard. I mean, well, now I have one kid, one guys. Kid, yes. Just one. One. But I did meet a guy, I'm not going to lie. Super successful, have had his shit together, you know, I can tell he's good. And he told me when he met me, he was like, it's so weird because I always said I would never date a girl with a kid.
Mm.
And I've like never heard that. Mm. It's just weird to me. Well, this is all new to me anyway,
Did he have kids?
He had zero kids.
That's we have that option.
Yeah, he had zero kids, and he was like 32. Like 32 with no kids. So he was a catch, I ain't gonna lie. But, you know, we went out on some dates, but he just kept, I felt like he was like very disciplined too. He's a very disciplined person. So I felt like he liked me, but the kid thing was throwing him off. He'd never met my son or anything, right. But I felt like I was being judged. And that was the first time, because any other dudes, they didn't give a damn.
Right.
What I mean? But the only reason I felt like I was being judged by him, because I felt like he was really looking for a wife or something.
Right, getting up a family.
You know what I'm saying?
That, yeah.
So, and that's what I feel like he really wants. So, you know, that's why I was like, damn, I feel like judged. But I'm not no hood rat. I ain't got three kids.
I feel like people feel a way about me too when I say I want a man without kids.
Yeah.
They automatically look at you like, you bougie ass bitch. You was not finna find that.
Yes, you are. They're there.
That's what I'm saying. There are unicorns here, but it's like, that's my choice. I don't have kids. I don't have to deal with
your
kids.
You know what, Brie? Before I had a kid, I was just like that. I don't want nobody with no kids.
I don't have to deal with nothing I don't want to deal with.
It didn't end up like that, but I'm just saying.
Man. Let's get one more call and see what's popping. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's good, Flex?
What's up, brother? Who is this?
It's Ramon from Arkansas, man.
Ramon from Arkansas. What's on your mind, brother?
Hey, what's good, man? I just had two things real quick. You know what I'm saying? This is something funny real quick. I don't know if y'all know about. I was reading this story last night about these college kids in Texas. They was having a party in this apartment complex. They fell through the damn floor, man. I don't know if y'all heard about that, but look that up. It's kind of fun. Nobody got hurt in them. It was kind of fun.
Random as hell. Okay. All right, brother. Thanks for the call. All right, brother. Okay, that was too random for the show. That was a party. People fell through the floor.
That shit really did happen.
And your point is.
Okay.
But, right, that was crazy because I went to house parties like that in college, and we was turned like that.
Damn.
So I'm like looking at that shit like, man, that could have been me.
Wow.
The floor fell in and like 100 kids.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah, but that was random as hell.
That was random little motherfucker, man. Shit.
Okay.
Anyway, anywho, that was random. Then that nigga who called up earlier, man, motherfucker, Richard Pryor.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here with that old bullshit, man. You, Layla Breed, all that shit. God damn
I saw
it.
Layla with a girlfriend.
Yeah, her Freddie Jackson out there at the club. I'm like, what the
fuck? Wait, you ain't hear him keep saying that?
No, wait. You seen me at the club?
No, he said he saw you on a picture with your girlfriend.
Oh, just, you know.
With a what?
Girl.
You know, don't try to make sense of this stupid shit. You actually trying to make sense of the stupid shit this nigga was saying?
I'm about to get off the air.
I'm oh shit.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Like, he kept talking about Layla's girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm like, what the?
That's what somebody said. I was a lesbo last week and then now this.
Oh, Lord.
You was lesbian last week?
Yeah, you don't remember?
Damn.
I was like, damn.
Y'all don't know.
Just put me out here.
These niggas. You don't take these crazy ass niggas seriously.
Speaking of crazy niggas, did y'all hear about what Darius McCrary, Eddie Winslow said?
What the hell did this nigga say?
Okay, so as if he claimed he don't want attention, he was coming out of a restaurant. TMZ called him and it was like, hey man, what do you think about all this, you know, the pedophile ring and, you know, the whole entertainment situation? And he was like, man, this is, you know what, when I was younger and I was on television, somebody tried to mess with my booty hole or basically whatever, but I'm not about, and they were like, well, who, sir? And he was like,
I ain't no snitch
and I'm not thirsty. Basically saying all these people that are coming out are thirsty because they're living their truth.
Ain't hilarious. That hilarious.
Yeah, he said, I'm not thirsty.
Man, okay, so that nigga.
That's crazy, right?
Okay, this nigga, that no snitching rule don't apply to the fucking pedophile.
I'm
nigga.
Like, yeah.
Man,
or rape.
Hell no, exactly. Tell shit. On these assholes. Mm-hmm. Fuck that. Tell on these bitch ass niggas, man. Mm-hmm. That he's weird.
He's a weird.
Not Eddie Darius. He's with Superhead. Superhead had that nigga sprung.
I know. I mean, yeah.
She turned that nigga the fuck out.
Yeah, where is she at right now?
I don't know. Somewhere.
She quiet. Yeah. She wrote her little book.
Who turned him out?
Superhead.
Oh, yeah, he was married to Superhead.
That nigga married Superhead.
Wait, she turned around
and married Columbus Short.
And he crazy now,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, she make niggas crazy.
She sucks niggas crazy. Damn.
Yeah, that nigga Columbus Short, that nigga, shit, he's been doing
damn. He's supposed to be back, though.
He's been doing BET Blackbuster movies ever since.
She be bringing niggas down. Jeez.
Nigga. She suck a nigga on the pipe. That nigga doing crack. Her Bobby Brown got crazy as hell.
Oh, she was with him too? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Man.
Shouty cat.
I would run from her.
That woman has a demon mouth.
Wow. I would like to see
what she do. You know what? She need to do some videos or some classes or something.
Man, she's in.
No, she's in a couple of early porn movies.
She did some porn movies back in the day.
Oh, you got to find the porn movies for me. I need to see what she doing with
her mouth. Man.
Not to say that I want to, but I need to see that shit from my very own eyes.
No, that's how I learned. No, I'm just joking. No, have you seen one of her videos? You never seen
She not
her
joking,
video?
Y'all. Layla's not
I'm
joking.
I'm just kidding.
Man.
Somebody shoot me the video. Somebody send me the video in my DM.
You didn't see her old first video?
I have never seen Superhead. I read that book,
though.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, she be turning niggas out. That mouth will do it.
What? So would you let her suck your dick?
No, Lord.
If
no.
you were not married.
No.
If I was not married. I don't know you because, you know, Jamie.
Hold on. This nigga said,
if I weren't married. But no, Jamie Foxx, it was a situation in one of her books. She was like, well, Jamie Foxx almost got with her, but then he realized who she was and he like put his clothes back on and he made her leave.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally in the moment.
In the moment. Y'all can look at that. He talked about that on the Foxhole radio show. Because, you know, he knew that he was like, I don't want to be caught up in no damn book. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, look, if I get with this woman, I don't want to be in no damn chapter, no fucking book.
Oh, right.
So sometimes it ain't worth it.
Right.
You dig?
But he was like, I don't know. I didn't think about that hesitation answer.
Yeah, so that's a yes.
Please.
That is a
please,
yes.
Please, please, please. My God.
So do men let anybody with so... Not anybody, but I'm saying like not no somebody walk up to you with a dirty mouth.
Right, right, right.
Would you let anybody suck on your dick? Like for the sake of getting head?
A lot of dudes kind of would. Terrible. A lot, especially if the woman's attractive. Like Superhead, she's an attractive woman. She's very cute.
She is.
You dig? So you know, a lot of dudes won't turn that down. You dig?
What about if she looks like not that attractive?
But.
Would they just go ahead and y'all don't care?
How unattractive are we talking?
Who's like, I mean, I don't want to call nobody. Who
are you thinking? Unattractive like who, Layla? Go ahead and say
it. No, I don't want to put, I don't want to say anybody's unattractive.
No, let's not say unattractive. Who's just not a dime?
Or so, not considered a sex symbol.
Right, right.
Like, I don't think Whoopi Goldberg is ugly, but I don't think she's your type.
Right. So would you let Whoopi
suck? I guarantee I won't let Whoopi Goldberg suck me for no reason. No,
but she has Superhead skills.
I'm cool.
No, she has Superhead skills with Whoopi Goldberg.
Cool.
Yeah, because I mean,
you don't have imagination?
I'm cool.
Would you close your eyes, put a sock around your eyes?
I just open my eyes up to a finer chick. It ain't that serious, my God.
I know you motherfuckers.
Now, ladies, on the same token, would y'all let an ugly nigga
who had swags?
Oh, no. Really?
Nope.
Not no ugly
ass
nigga?
I don't care if your name is Super Tongue. You not touching.
An ugly nigga who could put it down, you wouldn't be like, okay, Shaba,
no, we're different.
Name.
We're different.
Yeah,
we're different.
I'm definitely different.
You got to be kind of look feel like ways. Some. You got to yeah. look like some. For me, because you know why, Tariq?
Yes.
Women are mental.
Mm-hmm.
And we, I mean, I have a
all
good imagination.
All women not.
Well, I am. I like. I have a good imagination, but my imagination is that damn good. To where, like, you got to look like a little something.
Yeah, I.
And
I'm,
be clean.
I'm shallow
I'm
in
the
way.
Chat room saying y'all lying, and I agree.
I'm shallow in that way.
Shut up, chat.
You have to be attractive.
So y'all wouldn't let Welvin, the great, the dude with the teeth, Welvin, y'all know who Welvin is.
You wouldn't have a vagina when you got done. He got down with the teeth. What the hell?
Fucking his direction.
Chew your shit off.
Bacterial infection.
Y'all wouldn't let, if Welvin could put it down, y'all wouldn't let Welvin smash.
I will take my flip-flop, my chunklet off and slap you in the forehead.
You know what? I'm more about cleanliness than anything.
Yes.
Like, I'm a germaphobe. So, like,
especially
if you smell weird or you, like, I'm very picky with that.
Yes.
So, if you look worse and you have, and your hygiene, maybe I'll go for that. Yes. Versus you being fine and
like, even
fine and
down,
funky.
If my man been drinking, if we come home drunk and he trying to give me, no, go brush your damn teeth. I don't want no liquor on my vagina.
Yeah.
You can't eat no hot sauce and eat me out. None of that. We got, it's rules.
Yeah, because that's the thing. There's more to go to it. There's more that goes into it. Like, the looks, smells, you know. Me, I'm into the smells and all that shit.
Yes, definitely.
I like very clean smelling chooch.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm real big on that. I don't like no scent at all.
Right,
I don't even like sweat.
There's, water.
Yeah, you know, sometimes there's a little sweaty twang. I'm like, okay, you got to do something with that, you know. Sprinkle some powder. Sprinkle some eucalyptus on it.
Hey, Tariq said, you got to do something with
that. I like clean. I mean,
but even with the guy, like, I would tell him to go take a shower. But I'm the same way. Like, if he was going to do something to me, I'm like, no, I need to, you know, if you're sweaty or whatever. But some guys are like, no, it's cool. I like this weird. Like, no. It's disgusting.
So, because women, y'all talk about how to do, like, for example, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z is... He's ugly to me. For
he's
some
not
reason.
Ugly, but Jay-Z didn't become a sex symbol
until
he got
swag.
With Beyonce.
No, but Jay Ben has swag.
No,
he
has swag. Got swag, though. Swag can make you cute, Tariq. See, that's what you understand.
See, women start checking for Jay on some sex symbol tip right when he got with Beyonce. When he got with Beyonce, then women start looking like, okay,
wait,
Jay,
wait,
bad.
I'm a hustler, baby. Was he with Beyonce? And I just
No.
I was fucking with Jay back then.
I know, musically.
I'm true to this.
Musically,
I'm true
but
to this
no,
Jay-Z shit, boy. You,
so
can't, you can't ask me that.
So what if he was on like the bus stop or something?
I know it's
there
just a big lip nigga working at Captain D's fish
if
place.
If he still had the same swag,
mm.
if he was still rolling with the same
he
swag,
did, he
cool.
did always have swag though.
He
Jay-Z
still,
he
always
had
cool,
swag, broke or not broke.
Yeah,
you
been
can
a
still
cool,
have swag.
Laid back ass nigga, like,
and he's born December 4th.
And that's
okay,
what I'm saying.
Exactly.
If a dude has swag, that's what I'm saying. If he's not a sex symbol, but he has swag to make up for it. Y'all would let him smash. That goes back to my point earlier.
Yeah, but you can't be butt ass ugly.
You can't,
like,
yeah,
because no,
Jay-Z's
not,
Jay-Z's not ugly like that, though. You know what I mean?
But swag.
Flavor Flav now, he's not, he's a nice person.
Yes.
But he's not, you know what
but
I mean?
But doesn't swag make a dude look better?
Absolutely.
Yes. Swag makes a dude look better.
Yes.
It goes back to, go back to, we talking about Family Matters, Darius McCrary on Family Matters. They had the
when
character Steve Urkel and Stephane Urkel.
With Stephane Urkel.
Okay. Yes. She about to jump through the TV, y'all.
Hey.
And that made the nigga, women said, that made him look better.
Stephane could have got it.
Yeah.
Back then, I was a young whippersnapper. He could have got... Now,
that
Steve
nigga,
could go to hell.
It's the same dude, different
that's,
swag,
that's
and it looked like
though.
A totally different dude.
That's a very good example.
Yes.
Some dudes, could you practice swag, or you just got it or you don't?
You can practice it. You can, because you can accumulate it
wanna
over the
years. Want to
do
a swag class, Tariq?
We need to do that. We should do that. We should do a swag class when we do some more of the reality shit.
No, you can't teach swag. You
yes,
saying
you can.
Teach swag?
He do
can,
it
you
in
can
his
do
books.
It. Yeah, you kinda. Can teach it. You can teach. You got to hone it up out of somebody that's already there.
I was going to say, because I need to see that from beginning to end.
That would be
just
a good class, Tariq.
You need to take the corniest nigga you could find and turn him out.
Yes.
On some swag shit.
Yes.
For real?
Like,
yes.
I would be legitimately impressed.
Urkel did it? We should do it. That would be fun. That could be a project.
Yes.
You should get the dude from the...
Yes, we should do that.
To holler at you.
Who
tried
to holler
at me?
We was eating breakfast.
Oh, what? In the reality show.
Oh, the dude. Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Ooh, he
needs
help.
Yeah.
Wait till y'all see this shit, man.
Wait a minute, because he got the look. Like, he looked like
he
could probably carry some swag.
He need help. Yeah, he need help.
Yeah.
Wait, there you go.
Yeah.
Project
Project one.
Wait till y'all see this. Wait till y'all see that. This shit is hilarious. Anyway, y'all, we got to get up out of here, yo. It is that time. Layla, where can people find you, dear?
Miss Layla Lopez. So it's MSLAILALOPEZ on Instagram.
Yes, indeed. And Bree, where can we find you, dear?
Y'all can find me in these streets. I'm just kidding. I'm at It's Bree Small.
Yes.
Check me out.
It's Bree Small on Instagram.
On Instagram, yeah.
It's not Chloe B. Her no more. No.
It's formerly known as, if you type in Chloe B. Her, I should still pop up though. So,
yes, indeed. Yes,
unless
indeed.
Somebody steal my handle, I'm coming for you, whoever do it.
You dig? And y'all can hit me up on Instagram at Tariq Elite, on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed. Y'all check out 1804movie.com. Get the movie 1804, ladies and gentlemen. And we will holla at you next week.